Are we on?
We sure are.
We must be on. Welcome, everybody, to the East Coast Audio ECW Recap for September 9th, 2008. My name is Barger for now, and I have my main man, Travis Bryant, on the airwaves or the computer waves or whatever you want to call it.
CPU waves.
The CPU waves, the central processing unit, waves in the house. Let's get this thing started. You ready?
Here I am.
All right, man. They start the show with a recap of Sunday's ECW Scramble match. Well, I'm going to get on that later. But pretty much it actually, it was a pretty good video package in my opinion. I mean, I didn't like, even though I didn't like the match, or the even though even after the fact, I still don't like the point of those matches. But it was a pretty good recap. You know, it really was in depth in telling you what went on, you know, throughout the match. And what did you think about that?
I thought the video recap was good because I didn't see the actual match itself. A lot of differing opinions. Some say the ECW scramble was the best of the three scrambles. Some say that SmackDown was. Nobody's really giving Raw because you got a lot of Kane, Batista, and who needs to see that? So for somebody, I didn't see it again, but it looked chaotic. They really put over the chaotic aspect and how Matt had to play defense at the end. And you know, it was a title, a crazy scramble match, and you know, Matt's the winner, and you got a new champ, and Mark Henry's pissed, rightfully so.
So they
showed all the pins, and it showed that the Miz was the champ for a minute. Finley, everybody got to be the champ for a while.
And let me ask you this question. And I can something. I feel so stupid for not knowing it from the gate. Did you know beforehand that they all came out minutes after each other?
Yeah. You thought they all started together? No, it was like 5-minute intervals.
Yeah, and you knew that. I didn't know that. I did not pay attention to that at all. I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah.
Or how we didn't even talk about it.
I probably did. That fast forward button, probably.
Yeah.
You don't watch the show as in depth as you should.
Well.
Get mad at me. Tell me, hurry up, watch the show. Like, all right, I'm trying to see the SmackDown rewind.
Are you questioning my credibility? Is that what you're doing?
I'm coming at your credibility neck, yo.
Early. Like, you're coming at, like, Undertaker came at Vicky neck.
I'm about to choke your credibility out. Set it on fire. Resurrect it. Choke it again. But, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, but good video package. Good opener. Good opener show to recap the pay-per-view. The ECW portion of the pay-per-view.
Pretty much. Well, after that, they opened the show with my main man. They opened the show with Matt Hardy. I was about to say my main man, Matt Hardy. I don't know what the hell I've been smoking tonight, but I know not my main man.
Introducing your new. That's how you got to introduce him.
Introducing your new ECW World Champion, Matt Hardy.
Yes.
Whatever.
Pretty
blah promo. Now, one thing about it is the belt doesn't look good on him at all.
Yeah,
and maybe you're over the belt, but it stands out.
It's just the belt.
It stands out to me. Let me ask you this, though. And not to get off subject, but
17 pounds of pure platinum that belt is.
Hey, yo, see, stop stealing my lot. See, we about to have like an unforgiving type deal going on here. Keep playing.
Would you rather
Hello?
Play? Yeah,
no, I'm about to say that. 17 pounds of platinum.
Oh, my bad. Damn, I thought they were going to steal it for later. So I think it's okay. Whatever.
Let me ask you.
He just mucked around about, you know, it was his destiny. He's been open.
First of all, the ECW title is his destiny? Okay, well.
No, his destiny, it opened his destiny. Whatever that means. I didn't know the destinies were closed. So destinies were just okay.
Finally, at the top of the mountain, man, you got to give it to him. So
yeah.
That's I'm not Everest, but like I don't know, Smoky Mountain or something. I don't know what the fuck kind of mountain, but
he's not content just being the ECW champion. He wants to be the greatest ECW champion.
You know that. And also, he thanked all the fans for support, and he also thanked all his doubters and all his skeptics as well.
I was surprised he didn't thank his brother.
So I told him, you're welcome. And yeah, I'm surprised he didn't thank his brother either. I really didn't.
Oh, you're the doubters.
I was like, you're welcome, and I cried because I was really, really.
I'm sure he did.
But I'm surprised he didn't say Jeff, too, and that was a great point. I was like, I mean, what about Jeff?
Didn't matter because somebody's about to get their ass whipped.
Somebody's about to get their ass whipped and their wig split simultaneously because Mark Henry came out to the ring. Pretty much, blah, blah, blah.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.